Questions that you have in doubt. Before 40 years, let's back to our history. Before 40 years, Eritrea, before independence, it means. I was a kid at that time. When an enemy was being occupied our village, we have been evacuated from that village and we went somewhere in the liberated area where the freedom fighters were occupied. So at that time, all the children who are being coming from all parts of the nation, at that time it was being occupied by the enemy, they were being given anything for the child deserves. Within limited resources, within nothing they have, the freedom fighters, they were being principled that the child needs the right or deserves all quality things. Let's back, this is the history that the nation is now exactly understands the rights for the convention without any reservations. Immediately in 1994, it will be Eritrea was signatory for this because of the principle that it was in the history. So without any payments, we did our treasury education. So I'm lucky now to be part of this delegation. I didn't pay any penny for my education. So I'm telling you the story of mine, but it is the story of all people in Eritrea. So we have to understand in this way, the government is principled to give any for the interest of the child, those, even though they don't have anything to eat for the family, the child is very precious, as my colleagues were been mentioning. The child, within limited resources, we are being able to give good things for our children. As mothers, as fathers, now we are being advocating for the children that we are being taken from the previous years. We have to understand in this way. And again, the committee must understand the situation of Eritrea. Eritrean's vision is building a nation. To build a nation is not getting in overnight. You need some procedures to pass. We need to focus on national unity, as our colleagues were been saying. We have a motto, unity in diversity. We don't marginalize anyone. We are been harmonizing to live in peace and security. Our children need security. And like some areas we can see, children cannot able to go to school. They are not secure to send their children to school. In Eritrea, this is not the case. So we have to understand in this way. We are being in the context of nation building, in the context of self-reliance development. We have to understand the CRC procedures or the CRC implementation on this kind of understanding. This is the committee must understand the situations that we are in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to just pause us there because I want to see if there are any follow-up questions. I see Rinchen Schoffel, Hinda Yubi Idrisi, Suzanne Aho, Philip Shafe, Mikiko Otani, and then Philip Shafe.